B-Pod Studios.
You know what date is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it is 5:42 Wednesday morning. And the rain has stopped. Good morning, LBF. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Did you guys have a lot of rain yesterday?
Tons.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy rain.
Yeah.
At least it was just the one day I have to go to school pickup this week.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
And how'd that go?
It was wet.
Yeah.
There were umbrellas.
Did she have her galoshes?
No.
Galoshes.
No.
Who has galoshes?
Remember galoshes?
They have like galoshes, a lot like those rubber boots from England.
Yeah, you put them over, you'd step into them.
Oh, right. Remember, yes, galoshes.
Remember, and men used to wear the rubber...
little things they put on
their shoes. They put on their shoes.
Dave Falcone wore those at one point.
See?
He was walking to the train, and I'm like, you might want to rethink that look.
Why? It's a throwback.
Because it's a throwback. Because, you know, the next thing you know, he's going to walk in at 5 o'clock and expect a martini and a meal.
Well, but, it's, you know, he gets half of that. He'd settle for half. So how was your blowout?
Thanks for asking. How is it? Actually, I should be asking you.
I need you to look at LBF and tell her that she is drop-dead gorgeous.
Look at that.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
Wow. You look great. Big hair?
Well, it's a little big, but it's not as frizzy and crazy.
You're all made up? Where are you going?
I'm not made up. I actually just put on makeup.
Oh.
And my hair looks nice, so I look just better.
Oh.
So when I usually put on makeup every day and my hair looks like, you know, a sea witch is, I don't look as good.
So we're looking at the after picture. I got you.
Yeah, you're looking at the after.
I got it. Okay. That's good. I like it.
You know, memorize it because you're not going to see it anytime soon after this.
So usually it's the before, right?
Yeah, you guys get the before.
We get the before.
You guys get the,
get the before. Today we get the after. That's awesome. You raised the bar
insulted.
So high. No, you're not. No. It's a compliment.
Okay.
I know. I can't win.
No. You cannot.
Once I learn that, things will go a lot easier. Sunny today in 69 degrees. 51 tonight. 73 tomorrow.
Pick of the week.
It is the pick of the week. Sunday, I got to shoot to Sunday because we're hosting a little baby shower for one of Carolyn's nieces.
Really?
Heather, yeah.
We keep having children in your family.
There's a lot of that happening. I don't know.
Well, there's nothing to do.
Yeah. So we have a baby shower.
Nice. That'll be lovely.
Would you like to come?
I'm good. Is the baby born yet or is it like a pre-baby?
No, she's coming. She's coming.
The baby?
Yeah.
Oh, how old's the baby?
No, she's the baby's.
Oh,
no,
not I mean, out
she's
yet.
In the belly.
Oh, okay.
No, she's going to drive herself, Elvia. Okay. Just wondering how somebody looks. It's 5:45. Genesis is your 80s artist of the day. Off to a great start.
Yeah,
the baby's coming to their own baby shower.
How rude.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, sponsored by News Nation on WGN America. Facts, not opinions. News, not talk. Watch News Nation every night. That's 8, 7 Central on WGN America. Check your local listing. It's your news. It's your nation. Here's LBF. What's cool?
Okay, just in time for Halloween. The creepiest places in New England, in case you want to get your ghost on.
The creepiest places in New England?
Yeah.
You got all five?
Yeah.
Six.
No, I don't know. Just the like the basics.
How many
Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Maine, New Hampshire,
Connecticut.
Vermont. Five. Oh, Connecticut.
Yeah. Okay,
good. It's just a gateway to New York, let's
that's
be honest.
All it is.
Go
all
right, ahead.
Brian, what do you have?
Well, just in time for Halloween, I have where you can go see Christmas lights this year.
That's good. Okay, I will share with you the most awesome four-year-old kid on the planet.
Okay.
Because this guy's taste buds know no boundaries.
That's pretty nice.
They'd be fun to feed this kid. Okay, coming up. All right.
All right, so Thrillist came out with their creepiest places in every single state.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do 50 because we don't have that kind of time. But I
coming
do have
in at number 50.
But New England, I got to tell you, the creepiest place in Maine, Mount Hope Cemetery in Bangor, which is where Pet Cemetery was filmed in 1989. In Vermont, it's Lake Bomaska State Park.
Sounds scary.
Yeah. Trailed off at the end a little.
People have seen a boatman rowing through the lake, but no ripples.
No ripples.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
in Massachusetts, there's a Lizzie board and
that's
bed
all
and
they
breakfast.
Got in Rhode Island.
Vermont.
No ripples?
No ripples. It's ghostly. Well, Lizzie board and bed and breakfast in Massachusetts. You can sleep in the bedroom where her mom was hacked up.
Oh,
that's
God.
Nice.
I don't think you're sleeping.
No. New Hampshire, the Mount Washington Hotel. I've been there. Room 314.
Why?
Haunted.
Why is it haunted?
That place shines. Well, what happened was the guy who built it, he died and left his wife before it was finished.
Room,
and then
room.
She remarried.
Yeah.
And then apparently she haunts the place.
In that room number?
Probably.
I bet people request that number.
I bet they do.
Yeah. I'd be like, why take it on?
If there's a lady in the bathtub,
come
run. I've seen that movie.
Come at me, bro.
Connecticut, the 1754 house, and the White Horse Tavern in Newport, Rhode Island, which, I don't know, they say they have a ghost by the fire, but they have the best Brussels sprouts ever.
Okay.
I've been there.
Good to know. Ghost and Brussels sprouts.
I'm not even
stay
kidding.
Stay for the ghost.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Brian.
All right. Well, you know, if you love Christmas lights, I know... That's the one thing, even with all the COVID stuff going on, you can still get in your car and drive around looking at Christmas lights.
Yeah.
My family always likes to do that.
Yeah.
And now, Gillette Stadium, because, you know, they can't have people over there for football games. They're going to be having the Magic of Lights drive-through experience. It's a mile-long, you know, holiday light display that you drive through in your car. All sorts of stuff. It should be really fun. It opens November 13th, but the pre-sale tickets... Yeah. The deal tickets go on sale on Friday.
And you bought your ticket already.
Somehow my wife already got tickets.
That's great.
Yeah, $25 a car.
That's
starts
not bad.
October 16th.
That's awesome.
Kids
you
like
buy
that.
Those tickets. Yeah, it'll be fun.
You know, they used to have them with, there'd be a hot cocoa station, maybe. You could stop and have that.
That's the nice
Santa's
thing about
lap.
Being in your car. You can just bring your own. You don't have to pay any more money.
Yeah, that's true, too.
We got our own, kids. Let's go.
Remember you used to sit on Santa's lap? Not this year.
No.
I was
nope.
never a big fan of that
nope.
either.
Like, what's wrong with you?
I'm like, can I just tell
who
you from
you?
Right here?
Who hurt you?
Okay. As I say to my kids, who dropped you? I didn't. I didn't drop you. Someone else busted. All right. Finally, talking about this 4-year-old kid is amazing. He's got an incredible, set of taste buds on him because there's hardly anything this kid won't eat. So his parents were fascinated by it, and they gave him a little taste test.
Oh, fun.
So here is the little 4-year-old boy, his recent taste test. There's only two foods he didn't like. Check this out.
Taste test challenge.
All right, first we have pickled beets. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up.
Cottage cheese.
Thumbs up.
Kippered herring on a saltine cracker. Take a big old bite. What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
All right, horseradish. Balsamic vinegar.
Take a little bitty taste.
What do you think? Thumbs up or down?
Yeah.
So he didn't like balsamic.
Oh, you know, you
vinegar.
Can pair it with a tomato and basil and mozzarella.
I know, right? Yeah, I know.
I bet nobody's going to steal his lunch.
Right.
Anybody want to trade for some kippered herring?
I like a kippered herring. It's the only way to have it.
Really?
Kippered, yeah. You don't want it not kept.
You eat sardines out of the can.
I do.
It's messed
up. Good for you.
Is it?
Heart healthy.
Not for anybody around you.
You know what? One thing I know about that, I never have to share.
It's true.
I don't go in the pantry and go, gee,
I shouldn't eat
these.
Who
ate my sardines? I don't say that either. All right, 626. Hey, Genesis, your 80s artist of the day today. 8 o'clock, your first crack at $500.
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, it is 6:30. We just did our cool thing, LBF. You were talking about the six New England states. Their
creepiest places.
Here it's Lizzie Borden's place.
Yep.
Right?
And then in New Hampshire is the Mount Washington
Hotel.
Now, what's the deal there?
It's haunted.
Okay.
Because it's haunted by the lady who had it built.
Oh, yeah.
Her husband died, and then she died there, and then...
All right, we have someone in the car who wants to, I guess, give you a little more on that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so what's that? Yeah.
Hey, so that Mount Washington Hotel, I've stayed there, and I was two rooms down from the haunted room, as they call it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, in the middle of the night, my lights come on. No idea how it happened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then one of my colleagues, as I was at a conference, he stayed in the room next to me, which was next to the haunted room. The same sort of thing happened to him. And then he felt like a presence, as in a person kind of strolling on through the room.
Wow.
It was scary. It was kind of weird.
Were you by yourself?
Kind of weird.
Yeah, I was. And, wow. And he was as well. It was a conference for work.
Where were you? Yeah, I was by myself. Why do you ask? I was at work.
Come on, LBF. Yeah, he's just calling to share.
Very, very creepy.
Is this Dominic West?
Was it? What'd you say? It was creepy?
In the big, it was very creepy. And then in the basement, they have this tavern.
Yeah.
You can feel something's going on down there as well.
So it's a cool hotel, but you're right. I stayed there and something happened with the ceiling fan in the middle of the night. It started to go on.
That's fun.
And it was like...
No, but it's a nice hotel,
right?
Oh,
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yep. It's like old-fashioned.
Yep, but it shines.
Right out of the shine.
You and I know. Yep.
No kidding. It seems benign. I mean, if that's all going to mess with the lights.
Yeah, I guess, but still, it's a ghost.
Yeah. You think they'd get, after a while, the...
And it's creepy when you're checking in. There's her picture.
I know.
Right above you.
This guy knows.
Cool, the picture?
Yeah, there's a picture
of her. Have a great day, Mom. Take care.
All right, see ya.
Oh, no, that's great. Good tip. No. Yeah, I mean.
So when you do check in, there's her picture right there. So it's like,
Beware.
Beware.
What room?
Behave in your conference.
What room is it?
314.
Good. You know, I was going to say, you think the ghosts would get bored? I mean, that's your.
Well, no way. Can you imagine what goes on at those conferences?
Oh.
She's like, well, sir.
Well, wow. I forgot about that.
Ghost scorn.
It's a hotel.
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
I thought she'd get bored flicking the lights on and off.
Oh, no. She might be like, bored, who's in here?
Eternity's a long time.
Oh, she wanted to see what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I can't see anything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's what she's doing.
She's a pervy
She's
ghost.
She's checking in the room. Oh. And you and Dave stayed there.
We had Lucy, weirdo.
Okay, well, I didn't know. Spoiler alert. Okay.
No kidding.
All right. Okay. Well, that's fun. Thank you, caller. 6:33. What's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Well, we have The Affair Part 3.
It doesn't end.
This Dominic West thing. It's a series of its own. He doesn't need the affair. He has his own little
there
thing.
There is a plot twist to this, though, that I didn't see coming.
I don't know. And I'm very interested in this approach.
Yeah. Okay. I know you wouldn't take it, but we'll see what she, your wife, says.
So.
Okay. Hi, Brian.
Haunt for all eternity. All right.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Okay, what celebrity can't pronounce things? Celebrities are just like us. This is what I love. And this guy is a total pro. And he trips up on something, and it makes me feel better.
So good.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to talk about, I'm going to get to that, but Conchetta Ferrell, do you know who she was? She was the maid in 2.5 Men.
Yeah, Marta.
She died. Yeah. She was 77. She was also the owner of the pizza place in Mystic Pizza,
which
is just one of the best movies you'll ever see.
What happened to Conchetta?
She had a heart attack like a year ago and never fully recovered. Oh, so that's really sad. Mm,
that is sad.
But she was in more than 200 episodes of 2.5 Men. She was the sassy little maid.
Mm-hmm.
And she was
That's a good paycheck.
It is a nice paycheck until Charlie Sheen messed it all up.
I know, right? Tiger.
Oh,
band.
Well, Charlie Sheen said lovely things about her in a tweet that she was an absolute sweetheart, a consummate pro, and a genuine friend. So,
nice.
Rest in peace. Speaking of death, is it the death of their marriage? Dominic West, The Affair, Part 3. So, first we saw Dominic West of The Wire and the show The Affair canoodling with Cinderella, a.k.a. Lily James, in Rome.
50. He's 50.
He's 50. She's 30-ish.
Okay.
But he's problem is, he's very married and has
very
four
married.
Kids.
Yeah.
And his wife found out just the way we did through the newspaper.
Yes.
Plot twist.
Yeah.
Dominic West insists his marriage is strong.
Huh.
And they were he went home to his castle in England.
Wow, okay.
Which is apparently royalty or something.
Good
like
money
that.
In The Wire.
And they met holding hands outside the castle, posing for reporters, kissed, and let them know through a note that their marriage is stronger
so
than
wife,
ever.
The wife, we're cool. The wife says we're cool.
Our marriage is strong and we're we're very much still together. Thank you, Catherine and Dominic.
I mean, don't try this at home, right? Don't try this at home. But now you suspect that the wife is just trying to get through this the best way she can.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my theory. Other than, or they have an open marriage, but I don't think that's true. But it could be.
This guy's got a thing for Cinderella castles.
I know, right?
Fairy tale life.
But it's true. I think she's just doing this to like stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
And then the kids, she has four little kids, and so he looks. But he looks
once the drawbridge goes up,
that's it.
Once we get
screaming.
Behind,
closed doors. Remember that song?
I love that old song.
You would like that song.
When we get behind,
there's something really creepy.
What?
Creepy and smooth.
All right, wait. You want one final thing?
Please.
Elton John, great guy. Wrote a book, trying to record the audio version, and boy, celebrities are just like us. Listen
too
to
funny.
This. He can't
too
pronounce
funny.
A word.
In the dressing room, I sat in my underpants. They were soaking too and started laughing. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. It wasn't just...
preposterousness.
It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness. Preposterousness.
Eight.
Preposterousness.
Nine.
Preposterousness.
Ten.
Preposterousness.
11.
I can't say it.
No.
Preposterousness.
No kidding.
12.
It wasn't just the sheer preposterousness
13.
Of what had happened. It was that I realized there was a precedent. earlier in my career.
That's exactly what happens. It's like falling down the stairs. You trip on one word, and then the rest of it is just forget it. You're like, bum, 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 bum.
You know what's buried in the lead, though, as you like to say, as a paper person?
Yeah. In his underpants.
Yeah, sweating, sitting in his wet,
he had a
sweaty
drug
underwear.
Problem, right?
He had a what?
He had a drug problem.
Oh, okay.
So maybe,
that's
you know.
Preposterousness.
It's
of it all.
Maybe it was after a big show.
Say it.
You still have to read the book.
Preposterousness.
Yeah.
Now say it with an accent.
Yeah.
Preposterousness. Preposterousness.
Now say it after you've mentioned your. Never mind. Never mind. No, let's not.
Yeah, let's not sing it. Why don't you just sing that song?
When we who said Charlie who?
Charlie Rich.
Charlie Rich.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know what he sang my theme song.
What was your theme
my
song?
My parents used to sing it to me.
What is it?
Have you happened to see the most beautiful girl in the world?
Oh, my God. Nope. No. I get
it. I know it's obnoxious. Preposterous.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
What makes you smile more than hearing that? Isn't that
how much
great?
Time do you have?
I stop. All right, fine. Okay. Get my cheap thrill of the week. All right. Let's play Match Wits with Nitwits.
Okay.
If you're new to the show or new to the station, thank you and welcome to the show.
Yeah. It's fun.
We have fun on Wednesdays. We play a little version of Match Game. We call it Match Wits with Nitwits, as Brian just said. So here's what you're matching up today. LBF is going to write down an answer to this question. Here it is. The bartender Sam, or Sam the bartender, said, "I know you wanted a dirty martini, miss, but we ran out of olives, so I used blank instead and made a very dirty martini." Wow. Write
Who
your
writes
answer?
These things?
It's not
I mean,
me. I couldn't.
HR, no.
we can't own this.
Okay.
No, we just do it. They're the mystery writers.
Hey, Bob's just reading the card.
That's
just,
thank you.
That's all he does.
Thank you. Okay, did you write your answer down?
Oh, I sure did.
Okay, here it is one more time. Sam, the bartender, said, "I know you wanted a dirty martini, but we ran out of olives. So I used blank instead and made a very dirty martini." Fill in the blank. Match wits with Netwits. What do we have for the winner today, Brian?
A $100 Apex Entertainment gift card. Good for food and fun.
That's fun for the whole family.
It sure is.
Okay. 888-410-1057. Match wits with Netwits here. We already have a caller. Just go.
Sure.
Just take it. Okay. Okay. ROR, good morning.
Hi. I'm calling about the Netwits.
Oh. Yeah. Fill in the blank.
Cherries.
LBF, is that what you
That is ask? Not the answer.
No,
I'm sorry.
No. That makes a Shirley Temple-ish kind of, yeah.
Yes, right.
We don't want that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Remember, it's a very dirty martini.
All right.
Well, why? Well, because, you know, you ran out of olives. All right. 888-410-1057. See if you can match wits with Nitwits today for that great prize from Apex.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Hey, thank you, Ryan Bell. Okay, here's what you're trying to match wits with today. We don't have a winner yet. Sam the bartender says, "I know you wanted a dirty martini, miss, but we ran out of olives, so I used blank instead and made a very dirty martini." Okay, you've got your answer written down.
Oh, I have my answer.
Okay, let's go to the calls. 888-410-1057. You're up first.
Green eggs and ham.
Oh, is that what? Oh, I am Sam, the bartender.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you wrote down?
Oh, I see. But no, that's not what I wrote down.
It's so
good.
Creative, though.
Oh.
Very creative. You don't have to be that creative.
No, we're not that smart.
No.
We are not.
All right, bye. Cheryl, go ahead and match wits. What's your answer?
I think they made a dirty martini because they stuck a pickle in it.
That's a great answer.
That's a great answer.
Did you write that down, LBF? A pickle
no,
in
I
it.
Wish I did.
When in doubt, put a pickle in it.
Pickle.
Well, I mean, you know, for sandwiches.
I don't even know. I everything that comes out of his mouth
well, no,
is just
no, Cheryl, that's
questionable.
Not true. That's not true, is it, Cheryl?
I was sure that was the answer.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
I can't wait to see what she wrote down. Thank you, Cheryl. All right, Celia, what's the answer?
Yeah, my answer is chocolate kisses.
Oh, that's kind of like a chocolate martini.
Oh, that's
dirty.
A good idea, but no.
No.
Oh.
That'd be a
okay.
chocolate martini.
Those are good.
Those are good, but that's not
dessert.
It. Okay.
Okay.
Bye now. All righty, let's say hey to Jason. What's your answer, Jason?
Hey, how are you? I think that it is my mind. Sam said I use my mind to make a very dirty
martini.
Dirty mind. Did you write that down?
No, but that's so good.
It's too good. It's too good.
Oh, my God. That's excellent.
Oh, man. I wish we had a secondary
prize. Not that clever.
So good. I used my dirty mind instead. Love it. Thanks, Jason. All right.
Well, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Frank, go ahead and fill in the blank. Frank.
How about nuts?
Oh. What the hell is salt?
I honestly didn't even see that coming.
You know, there's some at the bar.
I get it. No.
Thanks. Okay, bye, Frank.
Have a good day now.
You too.
That was great.
Jeez.
Okay, Paul, fill in the blank.
Viagra.
Oh.
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 Clever idea.
You know, our listeners are smarter than we are.
They're also sick.
Yeah, well, there's that. That's not it, though,
but that's
right?
A good one.
Okay.
Can you imagine if that was like a thing?
That was so funny. Steve, fill in the blank.
Edible gummy bear.
Oh, a gummy bear.
Edible gummy bear.
Oh,
he's talking about edible.
You know what? What I'm finding out is that there are some good ideas besides olives.
I can't wait till you try the pickle in it. Wow. 105.7 WROR. There it is. take another one.
We need to take another one?
You got it. Anthony, what's your answer?
Ice balls.
Oh, ice balls. Okay. Did you write that down?
I did not write that down.
No, sorry, Anthony. Let's go to Dave. Dave, what's your answer?
A used Q-tip.
A used Q-tip.
Oh, my God. Boy, that is
so disgustingly dirty.
But Dave. What? Gina. Fill in the blank, Gina. Hi, Gina.
Hello, is it jalapeno?
Oh, but
that sounds like a good idea. Again, dirty, another good idea.
Yeah, nice try, though. All right, we're
keep going.
Thank you, though. All right, 888-410-1057. We're almost at hint, almost at some point giving a hint.
Okay, should I give a hint?
Yeah, I think a little bit would help.
All right, well, can I say it's like not a food?
It's a non-food item.
Non-food item.
So we put something that you couldn't eat or don't want to eat. Okay?
Guidance. Unless you're into that sort of
thing. Yes, exactly.
We'll leave it at that. 888-410-1057. Okay, speaking of dirty.
Oh, my God.
Let's do dirty laundry. This is a dirty show today.
It's the dirtiest show ever.
It is.
Bachelorette, what happened last night? Could she be going home already? What's going on? Yeah.
What did she do wrong? We're still playing.
It's time for Match Wits with Nitwits. Round three. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Wow. We've gone to round three today.
That's crazy.
You know what happens in round four?
The lightning round.
We go lightning round.
Really?
Means we just quick lightning calls. Dangerous.
Dangerous.
We don't screen them.
Oh, God.
No, but we hang on to the dump button. Okay. Here's what we're trying to match wits with today. Sam, the bartender, said, look, I know you wanted a dirty martini, but we ran out of olives. So I used blank instead and made a very dirty martini. Okay, let's go to the phones.
Coffee grounds.
Coffee grounds, LB. Yeah, that'd be... You know, it might not be bad, a coffee martini.
No, not it.
Oh, my God, you're not going to. That's Kevin. All right, Kevin, let's hear it.
A urinal cake,
Elmi.
Oh, my. That's so disgusting. And, yes, that would be very dirty, but no.
Kevin.
A urinal cake is not top of mind for me personally. But good one.
Nice try, though. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Kevin. All right, let's say hi to Tracy. What's your answer, Tracy?
A dirty dishwater.
Oh, that would make it dirty.
Yeah, that would make it real dirty. That's a good one, but no.
That's not it.
Not it.
Oh, bummer.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, Kathy, what's your answer?
Hi. A dirty rock.
Dirty rock.
No, that's good, though. You know, on the rocks, get it, but it's dirty.
Oh, yeah, dirty.
Yeah, it's a nice try,
Kathy. It beats most of what we've heard today. All right, Bill, what do you say?
It's got to be his fingers.
Bill says fingers, LBF.
No, not his fingers.
Not his fingers, but I must say, you're pretty close.
Pretty close.
You're pretty close, Bill. Nice try. Okay, so we got pretty close with the dirty fingers that we just heard. Tammy, what do you think it is?
His dirty feet.
His dirty feet, LBF.
Yes, his dirty feet, specifically his toe. Ew.
That's gross.
Yes, toes and
it's called the Rex Ryan, my TV.
A Martoni.
Oh, that's even better.
That's funny. Hey, Tammy, congratulations. You've matched wits with nitwits. Okay. What do we have for Brian?
A $100 Apex Entertainment gift card, good for food and fun at Apex Entertainment.
Good stuff.
Thank you so much.
Congrats, Tammy. So it was toes. We'll give you that. So you have a family you're going to take with you to Apex? Or what's?
I'll take my family.
That's awesome. Where are you from?
Osages.
Okay, good. You enjoy it?
Awesome.
Hang on. We just got to get some information. But thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Okay?
Thank you.
You're a good player.
And try the pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Okay, The Bachelorette. Let's talk about it. Let's get right into this dirty laundry. Because Claire Crawley's premiere really is good TV, but it's very confusing. Here's the deal. After months of hints, leaks, and rumors, finally, Claire Crawley is the Bachelorette. She meets all the guys. Mm-hmm. But she basically tells Chris Harrison that she's pretty much picked the guy. Here's what she had to say. This is about Dale. He's Dale Moss, a former pro football receiver from South Dakota.
Did you say you think you may have just met your husband?
Yeah. Every other guy I felt confident with. But with Dale, everything else went dark around me. I don't even know what I just said. Did I sound okay? Did I say anything at all?
Whoa.
Whoa, that's she's coming in hot. Nuts.
She screwed up.
Yeah, that's like...
She made the cardinal sin.
She did.
Fall in love on the first day.
Yeah, you're supposed to tease it out for like 14 episodes,
yes.
Claire.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. I think she picks him right away. She's like, I'm not going to kiss all these guys.
Right.
Silly lady. And she's going to go off with Dale, and she's going to be replaced by Tayshia Adams.
Wow, they're booting her off the show because she found
love. Bringing in the backup.
Chris Harrison said that he's never dealt with anything like this in Bachelor history. And
you know what happened? Because my wife was watching this last night.
Yep.
Because it was the most explosive Bachelorette ever.
Yeah. Yes.
Because of the COVID, they cast the show.
Yes.
And then had to shut down production.
Yep.
So in that interim, they had time to, like, you know, Google him on the, look him up on Facebook and get in touch. And so she kind of got in touch with all the, she knew who was cast on the show already.
Yeah. You know what I love about that?
He knows everything?
Yeah, well, his wife was watching.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Well, I was trying to watch Tuesday Night Football, Bob.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you know.
Here's what happened. My wife was watching.
How about those bills?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right.
I think
well, good for Claire.
I guess that's the whole point. Why are we upset? Yeah,
right.
Like, it's like, that's the point. She has to find love and get married.
Yeah.
But once
but
they
not
do.
The first episode.
Yes, I know.
Kick that's, some tires around.
I know.
Jump in a hot tub or something.
Yes. I know.
That's the problem now.
All right. Tires.
All right.
Speaking of kicking the tires, just an update on Dominic West and Lily James.
Mm.
Tried her out a little bit. She tried him out.
Did you kick her tires?
Yeah, they were scooting around Rome together, canoodling and kissing and drinking wine. The only problem is Lily James, who played Cinderella, Dominic West, who was in The Wire.
Yeah.
Dominic West, very married,
very
10
married.
Years, yeah. 4 kids.
Uh-huh.
And the update is he and his wife went home from Rome, went to England, did a couple of mea culpas.
Mm-hmm.
They walked out of their castle. They live in a castle.
She didn't kick him out of the castle.
She didn't kick, not yet.
How about that?
But
yeah,
they said to reporters, our marriage is strong, and they posed for pictures and kissed.
Wow.
All right, great. I love a story that's wrapped up so neatly.
You know what? You're right, Brian. You got Claire finding love.
Yeah.
You know, he went home, found his true love.
Wait.
What do you think?
All wrapped up.
What do you think dinner is like at Dominic West's house right now? Do you think it's quiet?
One of those really long castle tables.
Yeah. I think you can hear a pee drop.
I mean, my goodness, that's going to be uncomfortable.
That's a little awkward.
I mean, pass the salt.
Yeah. Great joke, by the way. It's a good punchline. You can't tell the beginning.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Google.
Oh, yeah. All right, Google that one.
All right, Google. Pass the salt?
Yes. I meant to say pass the salt.
Okay, I will Google that while we do this. Fun stuff.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Brought to you by Window Nation. They'll help you beat the cold weather by offering 2 free windows for every 2 you buy. For more info, visit windownation.com. Let's go to Gloucester.
All right.
Love Gloucester this time of year.
Road trip.
Yep. Let's say good morning to Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Jenny, are you there?
Jenny.
I don't hear Jenny.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. There you are. Boy, she was hiding.
It's going to be a suspense film.
It's going to be a gives good radio.
Well, if we have a delay like that, we're going to have a problem getting through. Jenny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Gloucester, the home health aide, and I have a 21-year-old daughter, and I've been married to my husband, Fred, for 29 years.
29 years. Well, congratulations. Okay. Jenny, would you like $1,000?
I'd love it right about now.
You got one question right. Congratulations. Okay, it's the next 10 you got to get for $1,000. LBF is going to ask you these. If you get them right, you got $1,000. You're not sure? Say pass, and we'll get back to you. Ready to go, Jenny?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
What
here
is...
we go. Wait a minute. Wait. Okay. Let's start over. I want to make sure she has time on the clock.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. What is 10 times 10?
20.
What is... your father's father is what to you?
My great-grandfather.
Which U.S. president was known as the peanut president?
Carter.
In what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
Pass.
What U.S. city is nicknamed the Big Peach?
Pass.
What L.A. Dodgers pitcher skipped a World Series game in 65 because it fell on Yom Kippur?
I have no clue.
At the end of Planet of the Apes, what monument protruded from the rocks?
The Eiffel Tower.
Who wrote Pet Sematary?
Stephen King.
What kind of animal is raised in a warren?
In a warren? I'm fast.
In chess, which piece only moves diagonally?
The king.
In what sport is the Heisman Trophy awarded?
Football.
Oh, it's a buzzer.
Can you go back to question one? She might not have heard it correctly.
Yes. What's 10 times 10?
Oh, 100.
Yeah, okay. I didn't think you heard it right. I think you heard plus.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll count that as
that's
yes.
good. All right. Well, it was... you know, a rough start, but see how we did.
Well, how many did we get right?
I got three.
We give her that first one.
Four.
It's
four.
Okay, yeah, four. All right.
Four, Jenny.
It's, you know, your father's father is what to you? Your grandfather.
Oh, okay. I was thinking great-grandfather.
Yep. See? Yeah.
The city that's nicknamed the Big Peach, Atlanta. Sandy Koufax skipped a World Series game in 65 because it fell on Yom Kippur. At the end of Planet of the Apes, the monument that protruded from the rocks, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
The animal raised in a warren, rabbits. And in chess, the piece that only moves diagonally, the bishop. I had no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but now we know.
That's
now
right.
We know.
Now we all know.
You remember the last scene, though, of Planet of the Apes?
Oh,
what did
boy.
Charlton Heston say?
He was mad.
Very angry. I remember the tone of the scene.
You did it. Dirty apes. Get your hands off me, you dirty ape. Anyway.
Heard that a lot, Bob?
Yeah.
I was having flashbacks.
Jenny, I don't need to come for this. Nah. I don't need this, Jenny. Oh, God. Jenny, I apologize on their behalf. Hey, how about, are you a fan of Stevie Nicks?
Yeah.
Good. Two tickets to a special screening of Stevie Nicks' 24-karat gold, the concert. How about that?
That sounds great.
That's a fun night for you and your husband. Big screen, select cinemas in Boston. Two nights only, October 21st and 25th. For tickets and more, visit StevieNicks.com. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You're a lot of fun. Yeah, you take that back.
I will
you
not.
Take your hands off me, dirty ape.
It just seemed you seemed to like know that expression
well,
very
I've
easily.
Seen it, I've
quickly.
Seen it in Planet of the Apes a lot. Wow. Okay.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right. What is cool, LBF? What do you have?
I have the creepiest places in New England just in time for Halloween. Getting your ghost on.
In each six of the states.
Yes.
We have them all. Okay, that's fun. All right, Brian.
I'm going to tell you why you should load your kids in the car and go to Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, that is good fun.
Not for football.
Nope. Ain't no football there.
Nope.
Okay, and coming up, there's this 4-year-old boy with an unbelievable taste bud. tongue. Lack of a better phrase.
Really? Okay.
This, you think Mikey would eat anything? This guy puts Mikey to shame. Wait till you hear what this four-year-old will eat. Coming up. Okay.
Okay. The creepiest places in New England are... yeah. According to Stefan.
Yeah.
You know, like, everyone likes a ghost story, and everyone likes creepy stuff, especially this time of year. So here's where you can go. In Maine, go to Mount Hope Cemetery in Bangor. Really far away, but that's where they filmed Pet Sematary in 1989, the first creepy one.
Anywhere near Steve King.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Mm. You can see his house, too, and that's creepy enough.
That's creepy.
It is. Yeah. Lake Beaumaisine in Vermont. It's the state park right there in Castleton. There's a ghostly boatman spotted rowing across the lake, leaving no ripples.
That seems a little weak.
I think it's cool.
That's all they got?
That's good. Yeah. I mean, what do you want?
Bob, like, you like boats.
Possession? I know. Man.
You're a Navy man.
There's no wake.
Okay, I have one for you.
Wow. No wake zone.
In Massachusetts, you can stay in the room where Lizzie Borden allegedly packed up her stepmom.
Oh, boy.
The Lizzie Borden bed and breakfast.
Okay.
New Hampshire, the Mount Washington Hotel. Stay in room 314 because that's where the owner's wife apparently haunts. And it's kind of cool. And I've been there and
been
some
there?
Weird things happen.
Did you
happen.
Feel any vibe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in Connecticut, 1754 house, just creepy ghosty. And in Newport, Rhode Island, White Horse Tavern. Apparently some guy in the 1700s died there and has never left, and he hangs out by the fire.
That's nice.
Enjoy the Brussels sprouts, though, because they're the best.
Nice. But stay for the ghost.
Yeah, stay for the ghost.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wonder what bar you'll haunt, LBF. All right.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
I know. Here's, that's a really here's good
idea. All of them.
Yeah. Here's... reason to go to Gillette this year, starting November 13th, but tickets go on sale Friday. They're going to be doing the Magic of Lights drive-through Christmas or holiday lights, because they're going to have all sorts of holiday lights.
Yeah.
It's like a mile-long drive-through with the kids. Mm. Sure, there'll be some music and displays, and there's a whole the drive-through blizzard tunnel and all sorts. You know, 12 Days of Christmas, Winter Wonderland. Got tickets go on sale Friday. Early bird special is $25, and after on sale, it goes to like $30 a carload. That's pretty good.
You got your ticket?
My wife already got her ticket somehow. It starts November 13th, goes right through January 2nd. Kids love Christmas lights. Why not?
Yeah, that's great.
Right?
She's got the Christmas spirit, Kate. Look at that. She already bought her ticket.
Desperately grasping at straws for any bit of positivity in this horrible year.
I bought his Christmas present yesterday. Brian,
you bought his?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's great. Mm-hmm. Already?
Yeah.
Wow. Seems kind of rushed.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
Wow. it must be good. Must have been something you had to have.
I had to get it.
I can't wait to find out. Mm-hmm. Are we doing that again this year? We're going to do our annual gift exchange?
So.
Yeah. Christmas and October 26th.
Yes. What's October 26th?
My birthday.
Oh. I keep forgetting that. I don't know how.
Yeah. Okay. Totally mentioned
all right. Here we go. So you think Mikey used to like everything. Remember, what cereal was that? Pop quiz.
Life?
Yes.
Oh.
I loved Life. Cereal, that is. Okay. But here's a 4-year-old kid. His mom will feed him anything, and generally he'll eat it. And this is some pretty wild stuff. Check this out.
Taste test challenge.
All right. First, we have pickled beets. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up.
Cottage cheese.
Thumbs up.
Kippered herring on a saltine cracker. Take a big old bite. What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
All right, horseradish. Balsamic vinegar.
Take a little bitty taste.
What do you think? Thumbs up or down?
Yeah.
That's a down. Only thing he didn't like out of all that was the horseradish and the balsamic vinegar.
Yeah, you know, horseradish is spicy, and it belongs in a Bloody Mary.
Yes.
And
he's 4. Yeah.
Balsamic vinegar, you got to pair it with some basil and tomato and mozzarella.
That's nice. Caprese salad.
Right. Maybe some kippered herring.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I think I might like it.
That's pretty impressive. What, kippered herring?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll bring some in.
I'll try to serve that for dinner tonight and see what my kids think.
Tell me exactly what happened.
Hey, kids, here's what's for dinner.
Any horseradish, Dad?
Yeah.
I think we should bring in some kippered herring.
Okay, taste test.
What does kippered mean? We should Google that.
I think it's a salting process.
I think it's salty. Very salty. We'll Google that. Meanwhile, it's 8:33 with some Eddie Money. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. That's Eddie Money. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Sunny today in 69. Nice. 51 tonight. and 73 tomorrow. We'll call that the pick day of the
week.
Yeah,
it's going to be nice.
Thursday, nice.
A few of those left. Not to
yeah,
be
I know.
Downer.
When you're hitting the 70s, you got to enjoy it. And please do. It's 53 now in Boston. So, LBF, your last cool thing, you had the 6 New England states and the creepiest spot in each state.
Yeah.
Which of those have you been to before?
Well, I've been to the White Horse Tavern.
Okay, White Horse Tavern. That's in Rhode Island?
Yep. And I've been to
the Mount Washington.
Mount Washington Hotel.
I've been there. I never stayed.
Oh, I stayed.
You found it to be creepy?
Yeah, it was weird. The ceiling fan went on in the middle of the night out of nowhere.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't Dave just getting hot?
No.
Why
do you always have to make it weird? No, it was a ghost.
It was a ghost.
Let's stick with that.
Yeah.
Good grief.
It was, the room is, there's a room. It's a very, it shines.
All right, we have somebody on the phone who's been there. And
oh,
I
really?
Think, I think he agrees with you, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so that Mount Washington Hotel, I've stayed there, and I was 2 rooms down from the haunted room, as they call it.
Yeah.
And, in the middle of the night, my lights come on. No idea how it happened.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then one of my colleagues, as I was at a conference, he stayed in the room next to me, which was next to the haunted room. The same sort of thing happened to him. And then he felt like a presence, as in a person kind of strolling on through the room.
Wow.
It was scary. It was kind of weird.
Were you by yourself?
Kind of weird.
Yeah, I was. And he was as well. It was a conference for
right.
work.
It was a conference for work. Where were you? Yeah, I was by myself. What? Yes. I was at work.
Guy. He's just calling to share.
Very, very creepy.
Is this Dominic West?
Would you say it was creepy?
It's very creepy. And then in the basement, they have this tavern.
Yeah.
You can feel something's going on down there as well.
So it's a cool hotel, but yeah. You're right. I stayed there and something happened with the ceiling fan in the middle of the night. It started to go on.
That's fun.
And it was like...
No, but it's a nice hotel,
oh,
right?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yep. It's like old-fashioned.
Yep, but it shines.
Right out of the shining.
You and I know that. Yep.
No kid. It seems benign. I mean, if that's all going to mess with the lights.
Yeah, I guess, but still, it's a ghost.
Yeah. You think they get, after a while, they...
And it's creepy when you're checking in. There's her picture.
I know.
Right above you.
It's cool,
the picture?
Yeah, there's a picture
of her. Have a great day, Paul. Take care.
All right, see ya.
Oh, no, that's great. Good tip. Okay. Yeah, I mean.
So when you do check in, there's her picture right there. So it's like, she
uh-huh.
Beware.
What room?
Behave in your conference.
What room is it?
314.
314. Good.
Boy.
That cracked me up.
I think she's just checking in on the dirty birds who go to conferences and not really.
Uh-huh.
She's a pervy ghost.
That's what it was. Now I know why she turns the lights on.
Right?
She wants to see what's happening.
Exactly. That's not your wife.
Wow. You didn't check in with her. You did
I'm
not.
I'm just saying.
I feel like you're projecting onto the ghost.
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, that's fascinating. Wow. Fascinating stuff. Okay. Let's get a look at the roads, Brian.
Just trying to haunt a place. Yeah. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.